This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, anybody in the Hillcrest neighborhood has noticed the signs. You've likely heard about it. A well-known track in the area at Roseburg Junior Academy, and the school working to make improvements and do a big change there. Principal Mary Korsick from the school, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
So talk about this project and what you're hoping to do.
Well, the track is in badly need of repair, and it is we use it. The community gets to use it. It's a great green space where people are using it every single day, out walking their dogs, learning how to ride their bikes, and, of course, for the kids at school. And it just needs to be done. So we started this a little over a year ago, just started the preliminaries. And it's going to take about $250,000 to put in a nice rubberized track. It would be a 200-meter. And,
Well, obviously, I mean, projects like this take a long time to kind of put all the funding together. You've got a big amount of, how many acres there for the whole facility?
10 acres.
Yeah, and to have that right in the midst of Hillcrest there, a bit of a challenge ahead of you. How's it going so far?
Well, we've made about 13,000. I know it's a small drop in the bucket, but it's a start. We're actually starting phase four, because you have to do all the paperwork and the planning. So we are headed into phase four. And tonight's fundraiser, the proceeds will go to that track. And we're just hoping everybody comes out and supports it.
Yeah, talk about what you're going to be doing tonight.
We are going to be putting on a play called Cheaper by the Dozen. It is a true story based in the 1920s. And the kids have been working really hard to put it on. And, yeah.
And how long have you been the principal at the school?
I've been there 4 years.
So what got you into education?
I've always been involved in my kids growing up, education, and I've always volunteered at the schools they worked at. And then one day I decided, you know, I think I want to go into teaching. So I went back to school at 40 and got my degree in California there and been teaching ever since.
So what do you like about that track facility there? I mean, a lot of especially private schools don't always have that.
Yes. Well, I grew up doing track and field. I don't know if you heard of Kennewick High School in Kennewick, Washington, and I went to state several years. So I've been involved in tracks since I was in fifth grade. And I love running, and I think it's great exercise. And I just, when I saw that school and I said, ooh, look at that nice track. I didn't realize how broken down it was, but we're working on that.
Any idea how old it is?
Yes, 40 to 50 years old was our best estimate.
Wow, so probably built around the same time as the school then?
Pretty close, yes.
Wow, and that was kind of when the Hillcrest neighborhood was really developing there. So you've been doing some other fundraising things aside from the event tonight, which, by the way, what time does that start?
That starts at 7 o'clock.
And what are tickets for that?
$15 for general and $12 for students, and there will be a dessert auction.
Now, and I'm sure you're working on some other fundraising things, I mean, because this is a pretty momentous project.
Yes, we actually did another one of these benefits back in October, and we're just scraping the ground. We want to do some outdoor community in the spring and summer when it's good weather. We want to have some activities out there, maybe do a health fair or a community fun day for the kids in the community. So those are the things we're looking for.
And I know you're trying to work on your ball fields, too, right?
Yes, that will be phased. That will be after the track. We will update soccer, peewee soccer, and the softball field.
All right. Now, if people can't make it to the event but want to help in some other way financially, how do they do that?
Yes, rcatrackproject.com.
And do you have drawings up about that anywhere?
I'm not sure. But if you look on the website, actually, okay. We do. We do have a little sketch on the website, and we have some more information on the website.
Okay. And again, that event tonight at what time?
7 p.m.
All right. Mary, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
8:36 at the Morning Report.